Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. For the last few weeks here on Stick Like Glue Radio, I've been bringing you some great interviews on how to use social media to boost your business and your profits. You know, if you want to attract more profits to your business and build stronger relationships with your existing clients, and who doesn't, right? Then social media is something you definitely should be using regularly and frequently in your business. One of the biggest platforms, I guess, in the whole social media realm is blogging. And on this episode of Stick Like Glue Radio, I'm going to introduce you to Adam Homey. Adam is more than just a knowledgeable guy in blogging. He's also my webmaster and responsible for my entire online presence, all of the various websites, my TV show, the blog post, all of it. So, you know, in the last few weeks, I've introduced you to Simon Jordan, Niall Nichol, Gary George, and, you know, this week, Adam Homey. And I got to tell you, blogging is a very powerful strategy to help people get to know who you are, what you stand for, what your area of expertise is. And so without any further ado, let's get to my interview with Adam Homey.
So, Adam, welcome to the call. Thanks for making the time for us.
Oh, thanks, Jim, for that really great welcome. I really appreciate that. And out of respect to your listeners today, I'm going to do everything I can to try and keep this as non-technical as possible, because not everything has to be about 404ing your server-side includes and all that other stuff that sometimes, heck, I don't even know.
That's right. And, truth be told, I think most of the people that are clients of ours with No Hassle Social Media are just like me. They're entrepreneurs, small business owners. They're interested in marketing, growing their business, building a list of good prospects, and we really don't care about how the little diodes and wires work in the back room. So so having said that, one of the things I think we've actually gotten some questions on, and because we're providing, with No Hassle Social Media, we're providing content and ideas, which is what everybody needs to be a good social media entrepreneur, because it's all about providing information and entertainment to create community and create relationships with people. So, but one of the questions we got initially from quite a few of our new clients, Adam, is how do I set up a blog? So if we can just kind of maybe just take 2 or 3 minutes and kind of actually, that'll take us back to square one, what software to use and things like what platforms and things like that. And your best non-technical answer, kind of how do you set up a blog?
Okay. There are many ways you can set up a blog. I mean, you can use Tumblr, you can use WordPress.com, you can use TypePad. There are just so many out there. And even things like sites like MySpace have blogs integrated with them. But if we're talking about the type of blog that you're going to use for your business, my personal recommendation is that you install WordPress on your own web server and then self-host it. What I mean by that is just open up a web hosting account using any web hosting company that will support PHP, and you can just ask them that question that, 95% of them do, and go to WordPress.org, download the software, and then upload it to your web server and activate it. Now, that may sound very daunting, but it's actually very not daunting. You can have it done in about, just getting it activated in about 15, 20 minutes. Then there's other things you're going to do, and we'll talk about this a little bit in this call, is just a little bit about plugins and how it helps you get your content out faster and get you pinged in Google faster, which are some very easy things to do, believe it or not. But that's the short version of it. And the reason you want to do it this way, even though it does involve a little bit of work on either your end or your web developer's end or your web management team's end, is because then it's on a domain that you own, on hosting that you lease, and it's under an IP address that you control, so that you have full leverage over all of the SEO benefits you're going to get from having that blog.
Awesome. And I know there's we'll give your contact information out at the end, but there's also things. I mean, there are so many ways that you can get a WordPress blog set up pretty easily. Hopefully that'll get people past square one, which is important. You know, in our program, No Hassle Social Media, Adam, we recommend that people who are starting out, which I think describes most of our members, I recommend starting out posting to your blog 2 to 3 times a week. Ultimately, I think, you know, you'll have the most success when you can do 4 to 5 times a week, because it really starts building community. People expect it. They want to hear what you have to say next and things like that. But I like to, encourage people to start out with something manageable, because if you give them too much of a huge task and they don't get it done, it's, you know, the whole thing falls apart. So, what is that? Are you of the same opinion? Like how important it is to blog regularly, and, you know, how often do you post to your blog?
It's very important to blog regularly. I myself shoot for 3 to 4 times a week. I tend to agree with you. It's very important to post regularly because you want to give your audience a reason to keep coming back. You want to be saying things regularly. You want to be engaging in that conversation with them on a regular basis so that they have reasons to follow you. Also, the more often you post to the blog, the more often that Google and other search engines will recognize that your site is being updated, which is another reason to self-host your blog, because then it counts toward updates to your own website, which increases its relevance over time. And overall, it strengthens the bond with your audience because you're more easily found and there's more to find when they find you. Now, how often you should blog depends on your audience, and I would recommend, obviously, you need to experiment with it. Don't be shy about doing it. Don't overwhelm your audience either. And if you're not really sure, just kind of work your way into it. Maybe start with twice a week, and then maybe up it to 3 times a week. I might also recommend to try and do at least some of your blogging consistently. Like if you have a regular weekly e-zine, make sure that you put the feature article from that e-zine on your blog on the same day every week and do that e-zine every week. If you're doing like a video of the week, or you're posting to your internet TV station and then you're blogging about that, make sure you do that on the same day every week, because people get used to patterns, and when those emails come in on those designated days, they will start to get used to the fact that that's the day you're going to do it, and they're going to look forward to it, which will really help you get more benefit out of blogging regularly. And if you find it's too much, just dial it down a little bit. If you start to get some pushback from your audience, just do one less a week or something, because maybe your list just can't handle that much. One other quick tip is, if you are in a situation where maybe you want to blog every single day, but your audience just doesn't want to hear it every single day, do email blasts about maybe the 2 most important blog posts to them. And then at the end of the week, do what's known as a blog roundup, where you just send a quick email saying, hey, this is everything that was on my blog this week. Did you catch it? And then just do link summary, and let them consume it on their own time. I know one marketer who has a lot of success with his end-of-the-week blog roundup.
Yeah, I think that's good advice, and I want to, just to give people something to think about, maybe present another idea along those lines. Well, first of all, I want to caution people not to be dismayed if you get an email or two from someone who says, hey, too much. You know, you can imagine them putting their hands up. Okay, enough, stop. You can get 1 or 2 emails like that, and that does not necessarily represent your list. I mean, if you have a list of 1,000 people or 10,000 people, pretty much I think you can count on every time you do a broadcast, whether it be about a blog, whether it be just regular email marketing, or about your email newsletter, you're going to get some people that unsubscribe, and some may go, oh my gosh, you're killing me.
Yes.
You know, don't necessarily overreact. There's just going to be people, and what I think about when that happens, when people unsubscribe or leave, you know what, that is self-cleansing the list. So I think Adam's advice is good, but I also want to kind of feather a little bit to let you know, don't be too thin-skinned when somebody goes, hey, wait, it just means that individual may not be right for your community. So just think about that. And the other thing he said is you want to blog on the same days. I totally agree with that. In newsletter marketing, one of the strategies is you want to be predictable and dependable. And that means if you're used to blogging on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you should always blog Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You could also, if you feel like it and do something a Tuesday or Thursday. But, you know, my email newsletter, More Profits and Customers for Life, goes out at 10 a.m. every Tuesday, 52 weeks a year. My Newsletter Guru TV is done on Wednesdays, 52 weeks a year. So people get to look for it, and it's, you get to be dependable. So if you're going to start blogging, you know, 2 to 3 days a week, pick 2 or 3 days that you think you can be consistent, because that's going to help people. You know, it's going to help you build your community. So, Adam, you know, a lot of times people stumble, you know, they get writer's block. They don't know what to do for, you know, how to write blogs or what to write about. Of course, I may be having a big, huge softball lobbed here, because that's really, in fact, what No Hassle Social Media is about. But in reality, a lot of people also wonder, well, Jim's given us a lot of good content, but how should I blend it in? Like, how many articles should I actually write or have somebody write for me that happen to be about what it is your business is about, and what about the other articles, the type we're providing? What do you say about, you know, writer's block and what to blog about?
Okay, for members of No Hassle Social Media, if you check your member bonuses, I was honored to be able to contribute to your program one of my previous teleseminars called From Blog to Blog, The Rules of Engagement. I would encourage everybody to go back and check that out if you haven't done so already, because that gives a lot of insight on this topic. But just to give you a few service examples, I find that when I'm kind of struggling to know what to say, because it even happens to me sometimes, I start looking at, what am I doing on a daily basis? Am I participating in discussions as much as I need to? Do I need to go back to my LinkedIn discussion group and sort of scan and see what people are talking about? Do I need to look at my LinkedIn feed? Do I need to spend a little more time on Facebook and social media finding out what are some of the questions related to my industry that people are asking, and maybe commenting on a few things and getting some discussions going? What direct questions have I been asked lately that I could answer through a blog post? And maybe I don't say, for instance, well, Jim Palmer just emailed me and asked me what are the 7 greatest ways to generate blog content, but I could say, a question I commonly get from many of the people on my list is, what are 7 ways you can generate great blog content, and list them very briefly. So let the conversion conversation you're having with your audience ongoing spark some of your creativity. Also, if you belong to any private discussion groups on Facebook, or you're on the Warrior Forum, or any other forum related to whatever niche or whatever market or whatever community you belong to, think about some of the conversations that are going on there and how you can chip in your 2 cents. I belong to a few forums. I belong to a couple mastermind groups, and when I'm really feeling stumped, one of the first things I do is just check in with their discussion group if they have one and just see what's being said. And sometimes I get a great idea just thinking, okay, well, somebody asked this question, I'll take it to my blog. That's a great way to do it. Also, think about some of the teleseminars you've done that you've recorded, and I'm assuming you've had them transcribed, and if not, maybe you should, because what I do sometimes is I'll go write those transcripts and I'll carve out a piece of it, clean it up a little bit so it functions as a blog post, and get it out there. Also, if you have books, if you have information products, look at the transcripts, look at that, and then see if there's something in there. Because just because you made an information product out of it, and just because it's in your book, doesn't mean you can't also take snippets of it and use it for blog content. In fact, I recommend you do, because then you get a great call to action for that blog that says, this is just one of the 87 great things you'll find in, yada, yada, yada. Click here to learn more and get yours today.
Yeah, that's good advice. You know, the other thing, and it's certainly what we teach and preach with No Hassle Social Media, is, but the first thing you want to do is provide value. If you're providing information that can be of value to your readers, that's a home run in my opinion. So it doesn't always have to be about business. And I think blogging and even social media in general, to a large degree, the less it is about your business, the more you're going to build community and interact with people, the more people are going to look forward to what you have to say and get to know you. So social media, blogging in particular, are not all about your business. Absolutely, you should maybe once a week or twice a week, depending on how often you blog, you definitely want to write something about what you're doing, whether it's a little success story or a tip or a strategy on what your area or niche of expertise is. However, providing information and content that is just of value is a big home run. And so that's really, you know, that's kind of how we built No Hassle Social Media.
Right.
By the way, let me just put a plug in there for the custom article generator. So if you are struggling with the one or twice a week that you want to have an article, a blog post specifically about your business and don't have time to write, or you don't fancy yourself as a good enough writer, then just use our service. It is dirt cheap, and basically you have my team of professional writers at your disposal for, you know, between $15 and $18, something like that, for a blog post that's got keywords and everything else. So make sure you check that out. The other thing, Adam, you know, that we talk about is the idea, and you said it earlier about commenting on forums. And I think you also want to be commenting on other people's Facebook posts. You want to retweet people that are in your community or have similar prospective clients as you do. So, for instance, there may be somebody else, not necessarily in the newsletter business, but there's other people that offer marketing and business building strategies for entrepreneurs and small business owners. What I do is, you know, I am friends with a lot of those people, and so we'll retweet each other's tweets, we'll promote each other's blogs, because it's a big world. The pie is big enough, you know, for everybody.
You're right.
And it should be a thing where, you know, when you go out there and promote other people, they'll promote you in turn. And it is a thing where, you know, I believe you need to go plant seeds and reap the harvest. So how can I make sure that, you know, for instance, people on my email list and on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn see what I actually post to my blog? Can you give some tips for that?
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Adam is going to share even more great blogging strategies with you. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then no hassle social media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
All right, we're back. So let's get right into our interview, the rest of our interview with Mr. Adam Homey on the powerful subject of blogging.
Okay, this is the part where I could get technical, but I'm going to try and stay non-technical as much as possible because there's more than one way to do what I'm about to describe. But the general idea is if you have, and this is another reason why you should self-host your WordPress site, because that's often the only place where many of the plugins that you need to do what I'm about to describe will actually work, is the general idea is when you hit publish on a post on your WordPress blog, what you would have happen is it will automatically update your Twitter to say, hey, I just posted something, check it out, and then create a backlink to it, which is also good for your SEO. You can also set it up so that it will update the status on your Facebook pages. You can set it up to work on your personal page and on whatever fan pages you have, even if you have multiple fan pages and you want to put it to more than one fan page. You can also have more than one blog updating a Twitter account or updating a Facebook fan page. So it kind of works both ways. You can also configure your LinkedIn, if you're on LinkedIn, as I am very active on LinkedIn, so that it updates your LinkedIn status. Then you can also integrate your Twitter so that it shows your latest tweet on LinkedIn. And as I said, there's more than one way to do all this stuff. And if you're a Hootsuite user, there's also ways to create this kind of daisy chain effect through Hootsuite. The idea is that you post a blog in one place, and it ends up in a lot of other places just because you press that button. And there are many ways of syndicating, many ways of getting it out there. There were just a few quick ones. And one quick point I just want to make is, Jim, you made an excellent point earlier about don't be discouraged if a couple people unsubscribe from your list when you send an email broadcast. Yeah, every time I send an email broadcast and only two people unsubscribe from my list, I'm ecstatic. And what the only thing I really check for is to make sure that I got 4 new people on my list. So I'm at least doubling my efforts each time I do it. And sometimes some of the people who unsubscribe from my list will just amaze me. They will be people who recently purchased services from us. And I'm thinking, what, do they hate me because now they're unsubscribing from my list? Well, actually, that's not often the case, because we had somebody who we did 3 projects for, and then they unsubscribed from the list. I'm thinking, wait a minute, what, they don't like what we did? Well, they're still coming back to us for stuff, so it's not like they don't like us as a customer. And then every so often, the person comments on LinkedIn. So it wasn't a matter of they didn't want to hear from me anymore. They just simply preferred to engage what I had to say through social media. This is a great reason why, even if you may not see the relevance of being on social media, to still do it, because there's certain ways you can automate it so you personally don't have to spend a whole lot of time on it. You can just sort of put content out there and then respond to it as it comes in, if you're just not really all that inclined to be on social media just yet, or you're just trying to find a way to get yourself active on it. That's a great place to start. And then it gives people the chance to engage you on their terms. In one case, we have this one client of ours. They're actually somewhat famous in the video marketing industry. I'm not going to say the name, but several of the listeners may know who I'm talking about, who unsubscribed from all of my mailing lists, but I do know that they're following me on LinkedIn, because they'll sometimes comment on my posts in my discussion groups, and then I'll get emails from them every now and then that said, hey, I saw what you wrote on LinkedIn, and I had a couple thoughts about it. Here they are. So don't be discouraged by that, and do be on social media, and do integrate your technologies, because it's a greater way to make sure you're reaching people where they are.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, the other thing, Adam, is people will often have multiple emails. Like, people will have a Gmail or a Yahoo email for signing up for different lists, and then they have their regular emails. Sometimes you end up getting subscribed because you sign in 2 different ways. So when you see somebody unsubscribe, it doesn't mean they're gone forever. It means they're receiving multiple copies of what you send out. So, but I think the broader message is don't be thin-skinned about it. Not everybody's a good prospective customer for you. You know, the people
right.
who are not going to give you money, you don't necessarily want them on your list. I'd frankly rather have a list of 500 targeted people that are totally interested in what I'm doing than 5,000 people who just happen to get something free and they still get my stuff and they'll never give me money. So it is all about the quality of the list. One of the things I want to kind of reemphasize here, and I know we've talked about this in the training program, is, you know, because I originally asked you about Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. The strategy that I totally recommend that everybody uses, you know, as a member of No Hassle Social Media, is you post to your blog, and then on the action template, you go ahead and take one of the Twitter tweets, and you tweet about your blog, and then you can actually tweet, I would think, maybe 3 to 4 times over a couple days, changing up the tweet a little bit. So it may be the headline, it may be a variation of the headline, maybe a benefit of the article. And then you can also put a Facebook post about your blog. You want to do that less, maybe once a day for maybe a couple days,
right.
or once on a Tuesday, maybe once on a Thursday, and drive people to the blog. And then also do a LinkedIn. And with LinkedIn, you can be a little bit longer and maybe describe the 3 points about the blog post, or, you know, 2 or 3 sentence review, and said, read the rest of the blog post here, and that's where you put the link. But it is a strategy. You know, it's kind of called – it's like a big circle. You don't just post to your blog, and then you don't just post things on Facebook or Twitter. You can put things on Facebook or Twitter that aren't necessarily blog-related, but when you are posting to your blog, the strategy is you promote it on all other forms of social media. And that's how you're going to get the kind of the circle of success that I use. And, you know, friends like mine, like Bob Berg and other people, use that same strategy. And then what you want to do
right.
real quick, and then I'm going to get to I have 2 more questions I want to squeeze in. But one of the key strategies that you want to use, I'm sure Adam's going to agree with me on this, is that when someone when you post to your Facebook and someone says, hey, thanks, good article, I liked it or something, go back and make sure you communicate with them. Hey, thanks, I'm glad you liked it, thanks for sharing, or anything. Same thing on Twitter. If people retweet your tweet about your blog, thank them because it's all about reciprocity, and people like to do business with people they know, like, and trust, and people will feel like they get to know you better when you're interacting with them. And that is really one of the major secrets of social media. You can be interacting with people that would never take your phone call, you'd never even get their email, they wouldn't answer you. Somehow, in Twitter and Facebook, it's like it has totally leveled the playing field, and you can communicate with people who, you know, you'd love to have in your community. So make sure you do that actively also. Can you give us, Adam, in our kind of closing 6 or 7 minutes here, give us a few quick pointers on how to write blog posts that would improve your SEO, you know, your search engine optimization?
Okay, very quickly, you're going to want to let's say you have certain key phrases you're looking to get more search engine optimization in, then you're going to want to do some blogging around those posts. And once you do your keyword research, your key phrase research, and you identify what some key phrases are, do some blogging around that key phrase. And without creating blog posts that look like they're stuffed with that key phrase, a few things you can do with them is make sure that the title of that blog post, the title of it, has some sort of reference to the key phrase, includes the key phrase in some way. Also, and this may technical, but believe me, it's pretty easy once you log into WordPress, and in fact, most blogging softwares will let you do this. Edit what's known as the permalink or the slug of the post. In other words, that's the forward slash part. So let's say that we'll just use your site as an example, www.newsletterguru.tv. Just change it so it's newsletterguru.tv/your key phrase -something. So do something like, let's say your key phrase is I love light bulbs. So now, obviously, you can't have every single blog post have that URL, but you could do something like www.newsletterguru.tv/reasons-why-i-love-lightbulbs, and then just change that up and keep it as close to your actual blog title as possible. And make sure when you do that to use hyphens and not underscores, because search engines tend to like the hyphens better for various reasons that are beyond the scope of this call. Also, pay attention to the thing you're also supposed to be doing with that blog post, which are making sure you tag it and making sure you categorize it. So make sure you're putting it in a category that's relevant to your search engine optimization efforts, and then make sure that you're tagging it. And this is very important stuff. And if you're using WordPress, make sure that you have your sitemaps plugin active and that you have Google spidering based on your tags and your categories, because it will find that and it'll give you more optimization and more search results based on that. Just a quick example of how we made this work is one of our clients, Ross Jeffries, he's the founder of Speed Seduction, and one of his many products is called Nail Your Inner Game. Now, not only in his community, but in many other communities throughout the world, the phrase Nail Your Inner Game has particular meaning, and sometimes it has different meanings. Just like in my industry, the phrase conversion conversation can mean a lot of things. In my industry, which is website conversions, it means the conversation you have to get more of your people to do what you want them to do. It has a different meaning in the finance industry because it has to do with how you manage your assets. In certain religious circles, it has to do with making somebody a believer. You can see conversion conversation. So it has different meanings in different areas. But what we were able to accomplish with the phrase Nail Your Inner Game is we wrote a whole bunch of blog posts and had those posted on his blog, and we made sure that when folks posted to his blog, when he did it and when his people did it, that they tagged it to a tag called Nail Your Inner Game. So if you do a Google search on the phrase Nail Your Inner Game, there's a very high likelihood that not only the product page for his product called Nail Your Inner Game, but also the tag itself, Nail Your Inner Game, show up very high near the top of the rankings. And part of the reason for that is because Google spiders the tag. So it'll say something like www.seduction.com/tag/Nail Your Inner Game. So think about that in your industry for some certain key phrase, and just make sure you have everything set up properly, and it will actually spider your tags, and it will actually spider your category. So feed blog content into those, and then that will help you, particularly if you're then linking those blog posts through your call to action or through your text to that particular page on your website that you're looking to optimize. So it kind of transfers the Google juice from your tag or your category to your post to whatever page or whatever site it is you're actually trying to optimize around that key phrase.
That's awesome advice. That's a lot of golden nuggets right there.
I hope you enjoyed this very special interview and episode of Stick Like Glue Radio. Again, we are the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All good things. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, go out and do something nice for someone. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.